A tanker rollover at mile 179 on the park's highway has stalled north and southbound traffic all day. The tanker carrying 9,000 gallons of liquid methane is currently venting the gas, and emergency personnel have the area secured. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Director of Emergency Services for the Matanuska-Susitna Borough, Dennis Broutigan, says the situation is under control and the methane gas in the tank is being vented into the atmosphere.
The tanks are set up that they have a vent so that if there's any pressure that does build up in the tank, that is vented out into the atmosphere. So there is a controlled venting taking place at this point in time.
The tanker rollover occurred shortly before 9 this morning. Matsu Borough hazmat teams responded from Wasilla, and rescue and ambulance crews were dispatched from Talkeetna. Hazmat teams from Fort Richardson and Elmendorf Air Force Base were also called on to help with the emergency. Broutigan says the methane gas is extremely explosive. The controlled venting reduces the risk of explosion.
The gas is going pretty much straight up in the air, and there are no residents, no houses or cabins or anyone in the immediate vicinity. The railroad is actually upwind, so it is not in danger.
He says an area around the tanker has been closed off for about a mile in every direction. The gas, if inhaled, can cause serious injury or death. Broutigan says there is little likelihood of the gas doing any harm to animals on the ground. The tanker is operated by TG Services of Wasilla. Tanker driver Robert Adkins, aged 63, suffered only minor injuries in the rollover. The park's highway was shut down at about 5 miles above and below the accident site.
At some point in time, they'll make a decision to perhaps offload that product into another tanker and right the vehicle and clean the mess up. However, it's not estimated that's going to happen anytime before 6 p.m. and maybe later.
Fairbanks Natural Gas Company has sent two cranes to the scene to lift the tanker after the gas is safely vented. It's estimated the parks will be closed until about 8 p.m. I'm Ellen Lockyer.